This is Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study. And this is the 24th chapter. I believe we just arrived at the 24th chapter yesterday. We're going to get right into that. So let's get right into the study in Jeremiah, the 24th chapter and verse 1. This is a really good chapter. I love it. After Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and the officials of Judah with the craftsmen and the smiths from Jerusalem, and had brought them to Babylon, the Lord showed me, behold, two baskets of figs set before the temple of the Lord. Now, I believe this is very important, these the figs and the things that it represents. As you remember, Jesus cursed the fig tree, and the fig tree represented Israel. The fig tree was not bringing forth fruit, therefore it was cursed. And it dried up and it died right there the next day. This is another example of God using figs and the fig tree to represent Israel. One basket had very good figs, like first ripe figs, and the other basket had very bad figs, which could not be eaten due to rottenness. Then the Lord said to me, what do you see, Jeremiah? And I said, figs. The good figs, very good, and the bad figs, very bad. Very simple. Which cannot be eaten due to rottenness. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, thus says the Lord God of Israel, like these good figs, so I will regard as good the captives of Judah, whom I have sent out of this place into the land of the Chaldeans. You remember Daniel? Was part of this captive, Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. They were sent out and they were put to work in the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar found that they were exceptionally bright and intelligent. And he wanted them to work for him because he had nobody like Daniel. I mean, Daniel was... talk about intelligent, far beyond intelligence. He was supernaturally intelligent. For I will set my eyes on them for good. I will bring them again to this land. And I will build them up and not overthrow them. And I will plant them and not pluck them up. I will give them a heart to know me. For I am the Lord. And they will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me with their whole heart. There's going to be a different heart when it's all said and done. They're going to have a different heart. God's going to change them. And those that survive the exile into Babylon, they're going to be brought back into Jerusalem, and God's going to bless them. I'll give them a heart to know me, my people. I will be their God. They will return to me with their whole heart. But like the bad figs, which cannot be eaten due to rottenness, indeed, thus says the Lord, so I will abandon Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his officials, and the remnant of Jerusalem, who remain in this land, and the ones who dwell in the land of Egypt. I will make them a terror and an evil for all the kingdoms of the earth, as a reproach and a proverb, a taunt and a curse, in all places where I will scatter them. I will send the sword, the famine, and the pestilence upon them, until they are destroyed from the land which I gave to them and their forefathers. They're going to regret everything they'd done. They didn't regret it when God warned them. And they didn't regret it right on up to the very day that Babylon and the Chaldeans came in and invaded the land. They did not regret it on that day either. Isn't this something? I find it very interesting and hard to believe that they could not find it in their heart to repent or to examine themselves to see that they had fallen so far away from God. And they become these rotten figs. Same way that God, that Jesus cursed the fig tree. The bad figs were cursed back then as well. And the Jews, those that fell away from God, they were cursed. Just like these bad figs, they were considered rotten, rotten figs that couldn't be, that you couldn't do anything with them. They were rotten figs. And this is what happened back then. The stubbornness and the disregard of God completely. They wouldn't even examine themselves. They wouldn't consider what they've done. They just fell, and they fell away so far that they could not get back. Could not get back at all. That's a horrible thing. It's a horrible place to be. Now, the 25th chapter, first of all, the 24th chapter, this 24th chapter, when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, the king of Judah. This happened in 597 BC. Jehoiachin was taken to Babylon, and Zedekiah became king. Often royal officials were exiled to keep them from exerting power and starting a rebellion. Skilled craftsmen and artisans were taken away because they were valuable, actually, for Babylon building program. Jeremiah foretold this in chapter 22, verse 24-28. The good figs, they represented the exiles to Babylon, not because they themselves were good, but because their hearts would eventually respond to God, and God would preserve them and bring them back to the land. These bad figs were, they represented the remnant that they had to be discarded. There was no repentance for them whatsoever. They arrogantly believed that they would be blessed by these false prophets, but it didn't happen. They continued believing the false prophets, the prosperity prophets, and eventually they just sunk into the sunset. That was it. This is a horrifying thing to find out that the prophets you're following are false. The exiles in Babylon were cared for by the Lord, although they were moved to a foreign land. Their captivity was not enslavement, but people could function, business, and own homes, and some, like Daniel, even held high, high positions in the government. The Daniel was considered a very high authority figure. Jeremiah gave these messages in 605 BC, the coming of the that the word of the came to Jeremiah now concerning the people of Judah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. That was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. This was 605 BC, the year, the very year that Nebuchadnezzar came to power. And we learn the beginning of Jeremiah's ministry was in 627 BC, predicted to 70 years of captivity. A full 20 years before it began, and it continues. He was one of the longest prophesying prophets in during this time, and there's others that we might get into as well. But right now, let's stop there before we I think we'll stop there, and we'll take this 25th chapter up on tomorrow. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, forgive us, cleanse us, heal us. Heal our bodies, Lord. Heal those that are stricken with disease and with different calamities. And heal them, Father. Heal their bodies right now. Let them receive that Holy Spirit right now, sweeping through the body. Completely healing every cell in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We receive it. We receive it. We receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and you'll find a lot of these already uploaded. You can listen to them again. And give us a call. Give us a holler by email. KRCIRadio.com and write to us, KRCI Radio Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hanson saying, study, show yourself approved to God.